Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And welcome to KidBiz Expo on the Green in Woodstock, Georgia, 2023. And in our booth, we have Ulyssa Dorleans.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming by. Your business is called Swag Sisters Shop, which sounds very intriguing. Tell me about your business.
So we sell clay bead bracelets, rubber band bracelets, and we also sell notebooks and calendars.
Wow, that's a lot of different products that you sell.
We don't make the notebooks and calendars. We resell them, but it's really fun. We also have a TikTok shop under Swag Sisters Shop. You can go follow us. It's really cool.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay, and do you do this with your sisters? Is that why it's called Swag Sisters?
Yes, me and my sister Samira do it together. My little sister helps with us. She helps us. She is our cashier right now, and she's being really helpful.
So it's a family business.
Yep.
What do you love about having your own business?
I love the fact that I get to be in charge of what products I make, and I get to understand, oh, so this is happening, I need to move this, I need to fix this. It's really fun. I also get to understand like what other people need and want. It's really fun just getting to make bracelets and using different colors. It's really just cool.
You know your audience, you know who you're selling to. And so you try to strategically make products that you know are going to sell, which is what business is like, right?
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's really fun.
How did you get started in this business?
Well, one day I told my sister, hey, why don't we have a business together, just you and I, and make rubber band bracelets and clay bead bracelets, and, you know, we opened a TikTok shop, and she said, okay, sure. We told our mom about it, and she started helping us. We usually made just fishtails at first, and then she said, you know what, I'm learning how to make starbursts and something called a mermaid braid. It's really cool. So once we learned how, it was so fun. We got to make them all the time. The hardest part of making looms is probably prepping them, because once you do it and you get to pull it off, it's just so satisfying.
That's the best part, right? When you see a completed part. And so you and your sisters make these together?
Yes, we did. Our mom might help us like teaching or some of the ones that are kind of
hard. Yeah, everybody needs some help getting started like that. But that's so exciting. So what is the most satisfying part? Is it making the bracelets, or is it the moment that you actually make a sale and you see people happy?
The part that is making me happiest is probably the fact that like when I'm done with making bracelets, I get to pull it off like the looming thing, and every time I finish them, I make videos about them, and people love them and comment nice things on my videos. It's just the best.
That's so awesome. I love that there's support. You know what I mean? It's not just about your own business, trying to make your own business, but you're actually being so supportive of other people and other business owners.
Yes, because before the expo had fully started, I walked around and I said hi to all of the owners and vendors, and I said hi, and I found out about tons of authors, like young children authors, and one of their parents is going to help me write a book, so I mean, I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh my gosh, who would have thought, right? Mm-hmm. Like just coming here and seeing all these different people inspires you to have another part of your business.
It just opens up new opportunities for everyone who comes here.
Is there anything that surprises you about being a business owner?
So when I first started my business, I thought no one was going to like it because rubber band bracelets came out in 2018. It's 2023. But I started showing videos, and everyone's like, oh my God, back in my day, I used to make only fishtails. Now we have starbursts and...
And like you said, mermaids. And so I can't wait to come by and see your booth. You know, it must be fun to be creative too.
It's just amazing. Because since I was a child, I've been, you know, thinking big, and I've been like, I want to do something better in my life. I want to make money. So I decided to do this.
Where would you like to see your business go?
Someday I want to be able to sell and someone go, oh, remember back when Spicy Soups was like a small company? Now it's so cool. It's big and cool.
That's the dream, isn't it? To be able to say, remember when we used to go to KidBiz Expo and now I'm a big CEO of Swag Sisters Shop? I don't know.
Definitely.
The sky's the limit, right?
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. Really excited to meet you, and I can't wait to come by and see your products. And I hope anyone who's out here today takes a look at particularly the mermaid one, because that sounds amazing to me, like, and different. Well, thanks so much, Ulyssa. It's so much nice to meet you.
It's my pleasure. I love coming out. I've never done this before, so I'm super excited.
Woohoo! Well, we're happy to have you here on KidBiz Expo at Business Radio X.
Thanks.
Sure, stay cool today.
You too.